as we announced, Nisshinga Chaturdasi, His Holiness Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, has come from afar. He's traveling all over the world. Particularly, he is preaching the glories of Lord Krishna on behalf of Srila Prabhupada to the scientific and educated class of men. He is in the process working very hard organizing the second world conference on consciousness, I think you would say. What? The synthesis of science and religion. So we're very fortunate to have speaking tonight Srila Sripad, as he's affectionately known to many of his friends and disciples. And he will be speaking on Bhagavad Gita as it is. And I hope you all attentively listen. If you have some questions afterwards, he will be here this evening. And we want to thank everyone for coming. And without further ado, Maharaj.
Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, jai New Navadvīp Dhāma ki jai. Is this working? Oh, this is for the other room.
Okay.
Have a little kirtan. I chant Parama Karuna. Open on Parama Karuna. Parama Karuna Pahodo Jana Nitaya Gaura Chandra Parama Karuna Pahodo Jana Nitaya Gaura Parama Karuna Pahundo jana nitaya gaura chandra Parama Karuna Shavay avatar Shara Shiromuni Kevala Ananda Kanda Savayavatar Arashiromuni Kevala Ananda Kanda Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudhira Vishwasya Kore Bhajo bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudhera Vishwashankori Vishaya Sareya Sarose Mojiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari Vishaya Sareya Sarose Mojiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari Parama Karuna Pahundu Jana Nitaya Gaura Chandra Parama Karuna Nitaya Gaura Chandra Savayavatara Sarasiro Muni Kevala Ananda Kanda Savayavatara Arasiro Muni Kevala Ananda Kanda Dekho Re Bhai Tribhuvane Nai Emono Doyalo Data Dekho re bhai, tribhuvane nai, emona dayala data. Pashu pakhi jure, pashan bidare, sunijara guna gata. Pashu pakhi jure, pashan bidare, Sunijara guna gata Sangsare mojiya Rohile poriya Sepode nahi loyasa Sangsare mojiya Rohile poriya Sepode nahi Apan karma bhunjaye shaman kahaye lochana dasa Apan karma bhunjaye shaman kahaye lochana dasa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Jai Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paramahansa Sahaja Stotra Sarasa Samaj Vangrish Esi Bhakti Vedana Swami Stila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Shri Shri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai Jai Nivnavadip Dhamma Ki Jai Itai Gaura Pravanande Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glory to the Sama devotees. Glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanavadi Pashyati Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatapati Gopesha Gopika Kantu Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyai Pancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasani Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai Granthraja Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai Jai Gaura Pravanande So I'd like to welcome everyone to our new Navadip Dham. Dham means a holy place that by coming to the Dham one gets inspiration about learning what will be the ultimate destination of life's journey. Seeking knowledge, seeking spiritual enlightenment. So all these things can be obtained from the Dham. So that part is called the Dham. Navadip, new Navadip Dham. So Navadip is the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this planet a little more than 500 years ago in India. So His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada brought the teachings and the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, this island, this Hawaii island, is called New Navadip Dham. So anyone who comes, visits Navadip Dham, they will get enlightenment, the spiritual enlightenment, so that one will be free from all difficulties in life. So therefore that center, that place, Dham, has that potency to give that knowledge and education and the culture. So by practicing that, then one will be free from all anxieties in this material world. So I will speak some aspects of called Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means one who is trying to understand what is the nature of the Supreme Being, Supreme Personality, under whose arrangement this whole cosmic world is functioning. And also what is the nature of the living entity. We are called Atma. Atma means the self, the eternal self. In Sanskrit language it is called Atma. Or Jiva. Jiva means the living entity. So Jiva Atma. So what is the duty, what is the function, what is the nature of life? Just like in science, we all, like in biology, we like to understand what is life. So therefore, biology has a lot of theories also about life. But we have you know, the Krishna conscious principles about what is the nature of life. So that the nature of life, therefore, is described in our text called this Bhagavad Gita. So in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as well as Srimad Bhagavatam, I will just touch very briefly just to give you just a little background about the science and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Actually, it is a center for education. But education on what? Education on understanding what is the ultimate duty of life, what is the ultimate function of life, what is the duty to be performed by each one of us. So that center of education and the learning, so that place is called Krishna consciousness. So we have many centers like this around the world. So we invite many sincere friends and people who are interested, or people who are searching for spiritual knowledge. So it is for them to cultivate knowledge. So therefore everyone is welcome. Everyone from every planet, from every part of the planet, from any, let's say, background. There's no restriction. We welcome everyone. Because this is the platform for gathering knowledge, for the cultivation of knowledge, for the cultivation of culture, for the cultivation of knowledge. Knowledge means knowledge of the nature of the what is the knowledge of the of each individual life, and also what is the science of God, what is the, and how to realize about the existence of God. So these topics are discussed in Krishna conscious centers, and so Hawaii, it is a beautiful island. So here people come from various parts of the planet in order to see a lot of nice things here. So therefore, by Prabhupada's mercy, also this cultural center is also available for people to visit, and also to honor and a very nice food, Mahaprasadam, so that the people will get enlightenment. So before I do that, so I will repeat, this is a Sanskrit mantra, many of you might already know, but please kindly repeat after me. This is very simple. Om. Everyone. Om. Namo. Bhagavate. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is from Bhagavad Gita. This is the text, the main text of this knowledge, trying to understand what is the duty, what is the function of the living entity. So many of you might already know, so I will not go into the history. I'll just go directly to the text. So I'll just read the Sanskrit and the translation. Basang se jinani yatha vihaya navani grinati naro parani tatha sarirani bit daya jirnani anyani samyati navani dehi. So this is Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, speaking to Arjuna, his friend as well as a disciple. This is a dialogue about the spiritual knowledge. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking to his most beloved student as well as friend, Arjuna. So the translation says, as a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones. Nainang sindanti sastrani, nainang dahati pavakaha. Na chainam kledenti apo na so sayati marutaha. The soul can never be cut to pieces by any weapon, nor burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind. So this is very significant. What happened is that in modern science, not only in modern science, in the modern philosophy, actually this modern science started, if you remember the history of science, that from around the 16th century, when Galileo, we all remember, when Galileo was trying to support the Copernican theory about this heliocentric, about the cosmology, that how that revolution, how the scientific revolution started. They've got the church, especially in Christianity, the church and this scientific knowledge, just the opposite. So therefore, there was a great revolution. But however, this the momentum of called empirical knowledge, meaning we like to only acquire knowledge, or we only want to honor that type of knowledge which you can perceive through our senses, sense experiences. Unless it is suppose you want to make an experiment and you want to observe, and then you want to extend the result of the observation in the form of data and then in the form of mathematical equations. So in this way, you could predict and in certain courses of, certain events in this material world. So that became called scientific knowledge or scientific revolution. Generally, this is called empirical knowledge or empiricism. So therefore, the empiricism means that you have to rationalize the data of your experiments, and then you have to get yourself convinced about this data to your sense experiences. But other than that, unless something can be proven by your sense experiences or certain experiments, then that type of knowledge is not regarded as very significant. So that's how the scientific revolution started from around the 16th century. Then, interestingly, this scientific knowledge became so prominent, that as we move on in the history of science, from Galileo, the French philosopher that called Descartes, René Descartes, a very famous scientist as well as a philosopher, he was actually a mathematician. In fact, this year, he was born 400 years ago. This year is celebrated as the Descartes' 400th anniversary throughout the world as a very well-known philosopher. This is a Cartesian philosophy, and it became so prominent that people are still honoring his 400th. Even in India, just recently when I was in India, in Bombay, there was this big conference on observing Descartes' 400th anniversary year in Pune. Pune is a very important seat of learning in India. So in this way, Descartes, as well as tried to predict the same thing, that he wanted to give complete emphasis on only material knowledge. In other words, they did not so much, were not willing to accept any knowledge beyond sense experiences. So that was the driving force, creating this modern scientific revolution. Then Newton came. So Newton was the one who synthesized all these, philosophy and the science. So therefore, Newton is regarded as one of the very, very important, historical figure in the history of science, because he synthesized the Cartesian conception about nature, as well as the motion, the terrestrial motion, introduced by Galileo, and also the conception created by Copernicus. So all these things, were synthesized by Newton. So therefore, the victory of as a modern scientific revolution became very much appreciated during the 17th to 18th century. But as science moves on, let's say we are more and more interested in knowing what is life, what is the nature of life, and what is the fundamental component that life is made of. That became also an important part of this journey, you know, this looking for knowledge, searching for knowledge. Now we are, let's see, we move on in the 19th century, in the 20th century, we are almost at the tail end of the 20th century. Now around the 19th century, actually what happened is that around the, say, beginning the 19th century, and of course toward the end of the, 19th century, the beginning of 20th century, then this quantum physics came. So because of the appearance of quantum principles, then the seed of confusion became very prominent. So in this process, what happened is that today we are, this is like Einstein and Max Planck and Einstein and Max Born, Schrodinger. So these are regarded as the pioneers in the field of quantum physics. So they all said something about God. So they started saying that now we don't know actually nature. It is very confusing. We don't know what is right and what is wrong. So therefore, that they became even now up to the now we are at the twilight of the 20th century. Now the dawn of the 21st century is very near. So people are beginning to realize that the scientific knowledge, scientific revolution, is not going to give us all the answers. Now all the prominent, scientists today, although they may be atheists, they may be materialists, they may be depending on a mechanistic conception about nature, but they are beginning to realize that we are not going to solve the hidden principles of nature, and by this so-called mechanistic conception of nature from scientific principles. So therefore, now it is beginning to open up by a vast field of knowledge that is called the higher knowledge, the higher principles of knowledge. That in other words, this material knowledge is not going to give all the answers that we are looking for, but rather, you know, we should look for another form of knowledge. So therefore, what is going to happen is that now we're going to have new science, and we're going to have new philosophy, and but new science and a new philosophy, so it's going to incorporate called the spiritual knowledge, the spiritual frontiers of knowledge. So this, everyone is accepting now, even the atheistic people. Just like this morning, I gave a narration about how Carl Sagan, and the well-known atheistic cosmologist, how in a large group of scientists, Nobel laureates, they are making an appeal to the religious leaders that now we made a mistake. We thought we will be able to find everything through our scientific process, but now it's not working. So therefore, we must appreciate the religious wisdom. So this is said by an atheistic person just recently. So this is a landmark in the history of science. And so all these things are happening by Krishna's arrangement, by Krishna's mercy, by Prabhupada's mercy. So everybody can accept that. So therefore, what I wanted to just bring up this point is that in the Krishna consciousness, the foundation of knowledge is based on these teachings in the Vedic literatures. So in the Upanishad, in the Mundaka Upanishad, so the foundation of knowledge is very clearly defined. That there are two categories of knowledge. There are two kinds of knowledge. So that knowledge, one is called material knowledge. It's called aparavidya. Aparavidya means lower knowledge or material knowledge. What the scientists are trying to studying. So this is called the aparavidya. It is a form of knowledge. It is not useless, but it is called aparavidya. Aparavidya means inferior or ordinary knowledge. Say, for example, I can calculate certain, let's say, behavior. Suppose if I throw a ball, then I can, let's say, if I know the time, the initial time, and the motion, then I can calculate, so in such and such in 5 minutes, what the ball will be. So this is called, this is called mechanics. This is what Newton was trying to, laws of motion. So this is, they think that this is great. But the Shastra says, scripture says that this type of knowledge is called ordinary knowledge. It is useful, it is not useless, but this is the ordinary knowledge. So this is called aparavidya. But then the scripture says, especially Mundaka Upanishad says, that the higher form of knowledge is called paravidya. Paravidya means the spiritual knowledge or a transcendental knowledge or transphenomenal knowledge. In other words, something beyond this, they call phenomenology. There is also a branch of philosophy they deal called phenomenology. But this knowledge, paravidya, is beyond that. Trans means beyond. Transcendental means beyond this ordinary knowledge. So that beyond ordinary knowledge, so that form of knowledge is actually dealt in Krishna consciousness. In other words, the science of the soul, the science of life, belongs to that realm of knowledge. So therefore, it is not, so it will be a mistake that thinking that life could be a product of combinations of atoms and molecules. That's why the biology makes that mistake. The biologist, the modern, cellular biologists or molecular biologists or molecular evolutionists, so they made this mistake. So now they are beginning to realize that by their hard work, it's not working, that according to the conceptions that they were planning, so they were forced to accept, just like Carl Sagan is supposed to accept that there must be religious wisdom. So that paravidya deals with the transcendental knowledge, in other words, spiritual knowledge. So in order to have that knowledge of paravidya, so therefore Bhagavad Gita is saying that paravidya or the science of that spirit or that transcendental knowledge of life is that life or the atma, jiva atma, is actually such that it can never be cut into pieces, or it can it cannot be burned by fire, nor it can be moistened by water, nor withered by the wind. And so in this way, this is the just a description, a very preliminary description about the science of the soul, about the science of the self. But however, we experience that in a regular, so if you study, let's say, how the living entities in this planet, how you see, that you see someone is born and then someone dies. So that way it goes on all the time. Always we are seeing these experiences. But here Krishna says that these symptoms are indicating that as a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and the useless ones. In other words, according to the mental, let's say, makeup of his individual jiva, person, according to the desire of his individual person. So this is called the karma, karmic activity of his individual person. So a certain person develops a certain type of desire and activity. So so accordingly, that the components of called subtle material elements. So those subtle material elements, in the scripture it is said that the mana means mind and the buddhi, the intelligence, and ahankar means the false ego. So these are three called the subtle cosmic ingredients, cosmic components. Mind, intelligence, and the false ego, so they are also, they play a very important role in carrying the message, information of his individual person's mind and also activity. So this is called the subtle carriers of the desires and the feelings of each individual person. So, so these are subtle cosmic components of this universe. So this carry that the desires of each individual person. And so at the time of that, that means the separation of this body and the soul, the jiva-atma, so that is called death. But at the time of that, so that memory and the information will not be lost. It will not be lost, it will be stored. It will be stored within these three material elements called the buddhi, manas, and the buddhi and ahankar. In other words, mind and intelligence. And it is ahankar, that false ego. So these three material elements will carry the information of each person, and so they can then transfer to another form of life according to the destination that he or she is supposed to reach. So that way it will manifest again. So this this is called the cycles of birth and death. The cycles of birth and death. So therefore, according to Krishna consciousness, life is an eternal entity. So in other words, it will never be lost. It will always be there. But according to your karma or to the desire that each individual person.